everyone. Welcome to episode 41 of This Week at Shrouded, your essential podcast for all of the latest in Destiny 2. I'm A. Greener, your host, joined by my co-host tonight, Mr. Wrecked. Today we're diving into the latest updates from the Dawning Festival cheer to the newest twists in Season of the Wish. But first, what has everyone been doing? Because I was expecting more people over the last week. But I'm guessing Iron Banner, but let's find out. So, Iron Banner?
Warlord's Ruin, Iron Banner, okay, and some Overwatch 2, because the new Overwatch 2 season just started.
Ooh.
New Overwatch 2 season. So they fully got you back on board, eh?
There's enough people playing it inside the circle of homies on the server that I was like, yeah, all right, fine. I'll go back.
The circle of homies.
Yeah.
I like the term. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. We have two people for next week officially. Let's go. Sorry, I'm excited. We'll have four for the first time.
I'll believe it when they're actually here.
When it fucking happens. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. Okay. Stop DMing me during the podcast, though, because that audio will show up in the recording. I will beat you up. I won't really. All right. So, as I was saying a little bit in the pre-show, he just did it again. Okay, I have to close Discord. Give me a sec. Okay. Apologies. So as I was saying a bit in the pre-show, I'm re-downloading Baldur's Gate, but I haven't started it again yet, obviously, because it won Game of the Year. I want to give it another shot. I've been playing a bunch of Iron Banner, not quite as much as Wrecked. I think I am just about 1500 short of my first reset, and I need about 40% more wins to get my guild. So I will actually finish that this week 100%. I don't think I can play until Sunday. I might get a game or two in here or there, but I'm busy doing holiday stuff all day tomorrow, and but I'm going to get into more Iron Banner and finish that off. I'm going to get my banana emblem. I'm excited for that one. I didn't even see the shader this season. Is it any good?
Not really.
Damn it. That's unlucky, unfortunate. You want to know something crazy, though? I went to Ada, Ada 1, and she had two shaders this week that I didn't have. I was like, what? Because I had no idea. I felt like I have all the shaders from all the previous seasons. Like,
right.
I've played this game all the time, like, for the last 6 years, every week, hands down. Oh my god, that's sad. All right, anyway. I just assumed I had...
I've got 8K hours, and I still occasionally have something at her that I didn't already have, so all right. It happens.
Anyway, I barely go to her, so I'm just wondering what I missed, like, last season out of all the shaders she sold. So I'm gonna check her out a little bit more often. But I did the seasonal story stuff. I still need to do more Coil. I haven't done enough of it, and everybody keeps saying it's, like, the good activity this season. So, but after I was playing and doing stuff, and the other day when I was also saying this in a pre-show, I've been playing Destiny on my Steam Deck a lot more, but when I'm playing on my Steam Deck, I like to do chill things, and I don't really consider Coil super
Coil
chill.
It's not chill. It's chill in the first leg. By the last leg, not chill anymore.
Yeah. I can't do chill things when I'm using, like, controller hands. Unchill things. Like, I tried to play. I was playing a bunch of Iron Banner on my computer, and I'm like, I want to go upstairs. It's late. I'm gonna go play Iron Banner on my Steam Deck.
No.
I got a 0.38 KD that match, and I was like, no, I'm going to not do that. Because my average this season right now is about like a 1.8 in Iron Banner, and I felt like I was doing really good. I was proud of myself. I was having a good time running around with Thorn. I got the Catalyst. It's all filled out. And just enjoying it, having fun, and... But yeah, that match, I just got fucking... I just can't do anything. I couldn't do anything. And I'm pretty sure maybe the... I don't know if, like, the matchmaking knows that I'm using, a controller. Isn't it supposed to match you with other people on controller?
No, if you're on PC.
No. Yeah, that's what I wasn't sure about. So I'm getting, matched with PC people when I'm on this 7-inch screen with the controls, which are, it's pretty good. Steam Deck is good, like a good feeling controller, but still, just you can't. I couldn't compete, not in the slightest. The way people can spin a turn, I don't know. Anyway, so we won't be doing that. And the reason I brought that up is because some of the stuff that I've been doing up there is because I haven't fully finished all of my, like, there's always like one or two things on my seals this season that I haven't completed. Yep. So I was just going through and doing some of that. And, you know, just the other day, so I said I was chilling. So I was doing, Defiant Battlegrounds because I needed, like, I don't know, 120 of those bonuses that you'd create during Defiant. Yep. I forget what they're called. Mm-hmm. So I needed a bunch of those. So I did that, and I did that out. And now, sometime soon, I need to finish. I need to do deep dives because I need to increase the reputation to one full max because I never did that. That's the last thing on that season's list. So I'm going to do that. Anyway, it's just chill stuff like that. So it'll be fun. I guess I can make deep dives not chill, but I'm probably not going to.
Coil definitely is not chill. Also, when you go to do them, don't do them through... You need to have a fire team when you go in there, unless you're going to solo it.
Why? Because there's people there. Do they leave after the first thing?
Yes. If something gets messed up, they will bail on you. Don't do it matchmate if you can avoid it. Get a couple of people to go with you.
I can definitely avoid it. I've got a few people that would love to play with me. You know what I mean. Anyway, okay. I didn't play any other games this week, I don't think. Thinking. Nope, can't think of anything. Beautiful. Downloaded a bunch, though. But I haven't played any. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about getting that new Ubisoft game, that Avatar Frontiers of Pandora game. As much as I've played enough Far Cry to not ever need to play a Far Cry game again, playing Far Cry as a 7-foot tall blue alien.
On an alien planet.
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly just Far Cry with different avatars, right? Ha ha! Jeez! So, you know, every time a new Far Cry game comes out from Ubisoft, there's always a part of me that's like, ooh, go play that.
So that's what's happening here. See, I never looked at any of those trailers and go, oh, that looks like an alien Far Cry. But I get what you mean when you say it. And I was surprised, to be fair, that game does look way better than I would have ever expected an Avatar game to look. Yeah. But it's still not even close to good enough looking for me to pay money for it. I'd pay money for it.
I don't even think it's AAA cost. I don't think it's a $70 game.
Oh, really? Is it on Steam? I'll check right now.
It's on Steam.
All right, hold on. Let me check.
I was also looking at the day before. Maybe that's what I was thinking. The day before is $40, but
I'm yes. Oh my god!
The game they delivered is not the game they were talking about at all.
I watched one person stream for 10 minutes, and I was like, "Yeah, that's exactly what I was expecting, and not what they advertised." But I was really
hoping they were going to deliver what they were advertising, because the a zombie survival MMO. Sounds good to me. That's kind of like Division-esque, but
what I don't get is why doesn't Ubisoft just make that game?
Buggy third-person Tarkov is not what I wanted to play, for sure.
You mean less superior DayZ? No, nobody wants that, because that game is already bad enough. I forgot what I was looking for. Avatar.
Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora.
Avatar. What the fuck? Avatar. It's not coming up.
Is it not on Steam? I was going to buy my PlayStation, so.
Yeah, I don't think it's on Steam. It's a big console thing. Or it's exclusive to something else. Hold on. Avatar, Frontiers, blah, 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 Pandora. PS5, Xbox, PC. Oh, it's probably on fucking Ubisoft Connect.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Cost.
Oof. It is a $70 game.
The Ultimate Edition is $169.99. Canadian. Canadian.
Did you hear the rumors that Rockstar's going to launch GTA 6 base at $150? Not enhanced, not any Ultimate Edition, base game, $150.
And you know what?
The rumor going around.
It'll still sell 50 million copies.
And a bunch of DLC on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Game prints money.
I have actually been a little bit in the fence or on the fence of games not in games not increasing in price for like a long time. I know they jumped $10 recently with the new generation for certain games. But like you play a game like let's say a Witcher 3, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, really other games with that can potentially have 1, 2, 3, 4, 500 hours of content in them.
Yeah.
And you're paying the same price for a game that has 15 hours of content. I always thought that was weird.
Yeah.
I always thought that was weird. Because clearly a lot more resources and money went into one than the other. Not always. There's some 20-hour games that are like full of like $150 million budgets, whatever, totally cool. But, you know, you would tend to think that a 10-hour game would be a lot less than a 150-hour game.
If they charged by gameplay hour and people had to pay what they would have to pay for some of those open world games with tons of collectibles, people would fucking flip out.
I'm not saying that people would be like, okay, this game's only 10 hours, so let's charge $10. And it's just a random number. This game's 150 hours, so we get to charge $150. But I think game developers should have, like, I don't know, like a $40 or $50 window that they can kind of like fit within. That would be a little bit more reasonable of a concept for them without people just flipping their shit when it's announced that this game's $110 because its budget was $250 million, you know. But whatever, people would lose their fucking mind because that's the way gamers are. They're so entitled and annoying. It's crazy. They don't just see $110 and go, oh, I just won't play that game. They gotta lose their mind on the internet for some reason. Instead of being whatever. Yeah. So okay, enough of that.
Speaking of dollars for games, I wonder if I could just pay for 1 month of Ubisoft Plus and then just play Avatar and then leave.
You absolutely can.
I might do that. And just pay the $15.
I think so. I guess I don't know do they include all their first party games day of date? Day of date? Day and date. Whew.
This particular one is advertised as part of it, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then do it. Fuck. $15. 1 month. You might even find something on there that you want to play next month, and you only got to pay $30, and then you get 2 months full of gaming. Yeah. Holy smokes. Yeah. All right. So let's get into this IGN article. Everybody wants to talk about it. It's the elephant in the room, you know, all that stuff. Situational overview, baby. Layoffs. We all know about the layoffs. They recently laid off 100 people of around 1,200. Okay? Perfect. There's a Sony takeover fear currently happening. So there's a concern among the Bungie employees about a complete and total takeover by Sony following acquisition in July 2022. So, the current structure. If you didn't read it, the board is split currently right now between Sony and Bungie representatives. Bungie CEO Pete Parsons serves as the tiebreaker. So Dipshit Magoo is the tiebreaker on the board right now, which basically, if they did a vote that said, if Sony wanted to do a vote that said, we're taking over the board, there's equal amounts of people on the Sony side, equal amounts of people on the Bungie side. Pete is the guy that says, you know, he gets the last vote, and it sways in either direction. So obviously he's always going to vote for Bungie, unless somehow the Sony people... I feel like it'd be super easy for the Sony people to just overturn that Because they would just go to one guy on the board and be like, if you vote for us, I'll give you $10 million right now. Problem solved. Right? Or is that illegal?
Yeah. I don't know.
Might be illegal. Might be illegal.
I'm not a corporate lawyer. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So, financial challenges. I missed the part that I wrote. So, meeting insights, a departmental meeting after layoffs, hinted at the possibility of Sony gaining more control. The board structure and performance. The shared board structure is reportedly dependent on Bungie meeting financial goals. Fail to meet these could lead Sony to dissolving the board and taking full control. Financial challenges currently is delays in the release of the final shape, so they must have known that was coming for a while. And the investment, because the final shape is getting pushed now to after the Sony fiscal year. So it's landing in June, and the Sony fiscal year ends in March or April, from what I remember. So that's a big... That money was likely in their financial targets for this year. So they have to try to make that up somewhere. So that's a huge amount of money. However, they wouldn't have had any of those targets in their next year's financials. So, right. I'm sure Sony understands that and kind of is like, okay, we didn't get the money here. It's going to look bad to shareholders, but we'll have extra money next year. Hopefully. Anyway, we'll see. I wrote here. So, delays in the final shape and investments in Marathon have reportedly put Bungie in a tough financial spot. So, the amount of money they're spending on Marathon and how much money they're not making on Destiny. So a lot of people have been saying that for a while, that they're going to end up putting too much money into Marathon and not enough money into Destiny. That's kind of Marathon. That's what happened.
Marathon better fucking hit, man.
Oh, man, if Marathon doesn't hit, they're fucked. Because if Marathon releases in, let's say, 2025, because it's probably not going to hit next year due to the Final Shape release, 100%. So it drops in 2025. So Final Shape is not a failure, but it's not as big as they want it to be. Okay, let's just say, you know, their episodes aren't selling that well. And then Marathon drops and it's a failure. Bungie's done. That's it. It's over. The company will exist in name and name alone at that point. Sony will dissolve the board. They'll take over. They'll put all new people in charge. And it'll be a completely different atmosphere and company. They might still work on Bungie or Destiny games or whatever. Destiny games, Marathon, but it won't be the same. It won't be the same thing. Anyway, it's a scary thought, but when you fuck up that much, sometimes, you know, shakeups need to happen. And Bungie might not go crazy. I mean, Sony might not go crazy. Sony might just dissolve the board and then put a new board in place, leave everybody else where they are. It doesn't, when you do a shakeup like that, it's usually right at the top. They don't typically shake up the whole company.
Yeah, well, I just worry about... If I were to stick around post Final Shape,
right? Yeah,
because I feel like anybody who's not expecting population to fall off dramatically after the Final Shape concludes is just, they're living in a fantasy world if they're not expecting that.
It's true.
But post Final Shape, Bungie board gets devolved. Sony takes full control over Bungie. I just worry about, like, the EA-ification of Destiny if I were to continue playing it. Like, bro, if I load into the tower and there's a big titty anime cel-shaded waifu running around and fucking Nicki Minaj and a cat, I'm like, that's it. I'm out. I will punch my ticket and that'll be it. I'll be done. I'll be gone. Can't do it.
I'll play every day.
I just worry about that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah, that's fine. Nothing that Sony owns screams that to me. And I play a lot of Sony games.
Yeah.
Obviously they're a publisher and they need to make money. That's completely understandable and clear. But there's a lot of stuff. Like, there isn't a lot of things that I've seen that screams what you just said to me that's, like, Sony-backed. You're more than welcome to give me an example, because I could definitely be missing something.
Well, I mean, they could go a little bit more out there with some of their crossover stuff.
Okay.
And things could get weird. So far, the crossover stuff has been... The aesthetic of the crossover stuff has
still
been...
Still Destiny, yeah.
It's still been Destiny, right? The other games that have crossed over and had stuff come into them, they've been a little less Destiny. Like, the Shaq stuff for Valhalla is... It's a little weird. I gotta say, you know, if you know who the Shaq's character is, you're like, I am definitely playing a Guardian in Valhalla, and this feels weird. So, you know.
Fair enough.
I
like the sword capes from the Witcher set.
I haven't bought any of them yet.
I bought the Hunter one. And it's cool to run around with swords on your back. Love it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. I'll wear it until the next cool one comes out. I'm not even wearing it right now. I'm wearing Iron Banner ornaments, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, me too.
Stupid Iron Banner and their armor shit. I'll never understand that. Just give me max reputation. Why do I have to put all this garbage on? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so definitely possible. We'll keep an eye out on that. I mean, we're not going to see it. We're not going to... They've already made their big changes so far, so I think we won't see any big shakeups for a couple months. And if the file shape, I think Bungie will let them go till April when they show off final shape again. They said they were going to, I believe. And if pre-orders don't skyrocket, then I think Sony might step in. And be like, we gave you a chance, guys. We gave you a chance. You suck. Okay. They might wait until the launch, like the full launch of the game. And if the pre-orders and the sales don't line up, then it will be the end of the Bungie-controlled board, at the very least. Yeah.
That might not even be a bad thing, you know. Obviously, it's going to change the culture at the company, and it'll be bad for employees there. But will it be bad for the consumer?
We'll never know, to be honest, until it happens. Yeah. They might run it into the ground. They might. They might make it what we all want it to be. No one really knows.
Well, I mean, you keep saying that. You'd think it was just a cash grab, but I think they wanted Bungie's expertise for other life service games.
Oh, they absolutely did. That's 100% true. They did.
I think in a world where it's just spin foil hat theory crafting now, but I can totally see a world where Sony takes over Bungie, folds over their properties into, you know, just the Sony umbrella, and then uses Bungie to just run all the live service stuff that they have out there.
Just under different umbrellas. Yeah, okay.
Sony is like Bungie is the outsourced studio to get all those systems in place for all of their other studios that are building live service games. And that's that. Because, you know, like Destiny or hate Destiny, Bungie has done a pretty competent job up until recently running this live service game for a long time.
Oh, 10 years. You can't say that for anything else other than some MMORPGs. Definitely no... there's definitely no MMO looter shooters that come even 20% as successful as Destiny is. So
even the big ones, like Borderlands.
The Borderlands, Division. Like, Division 2 was... I mean, it sold pretty good, but then it fucking died. Like, just bleh, right into the ground.
No one else has come close in the exact same space as Bungie, so they're clearly doing something right.
And then we had the superhero Bungie, Destiny, that failed. So that was Marvel's, whatever. The one from Square Enix.
Yeah.
Everything felt like the interface was Destiny, the way some of the stuff, you know, was bonuses on the armor and stuff, was very Destiny-like. And I was just like, oh my god, what's going on here? But that failed too. So everything fails, but Destiny didn't. So yeah, Bungie definitely knows what they're doing. They've just been struggling lately. Anyway, I could see that. I would like to see that happen. The only thing that we know that Bungie's done so far is tell Naughty Dog that their multiplayer game sucks, and to just scrap it. So goodbye, factions. We hardly knew you, but goodbye. Anyway, so let's continue moving on. So there was some cost cutting measures put in place, much like every company in the world this year. I gotta keep saying it to people. Cost cutting measures everywhere. I just went to a Christmas party last night. They're probably not going to have a Christmas party at all, though, Bungie. But anyway, at least we still had a Christmas party. But we went to a Christmas party last night, and we weren't allowed to invite our spouses this year. Cost-cutting measures. Isn't that sad? I was so sad. But, I mean, we also laid off a ton of people in July. So just to be clear, I'm not comparing not being able to invite my spouse to the holiday party to what Bungie's gone through. I work for a company that's global. It's 30 times the size of Bungie, and we laid off like 6% of the workforce. So that's like, it was thousands of people. Like, so chillax, everybody, okay? We're good.
Yeah. Right. So did my company. My company laid off a bunch of people. Yeah. My company employs 40,000 people. You know, so when we lay off, you know, when we have a 1% layoff, it's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. It's 400, to be exact. Wait, is that right? Yeah, okay. I was like, wait, is that right? My brain melted for a minute. Okay, anyway. So, yeah. I guess that was rude. But anyway, so personal benefit cuts. Apart from layoffs, Bungie has implemented a hiring freeze. That's pretty normal. Reduced travel budgets, pretty normal. Eliminated bonuses. That sucks. Mm-hmm. We didn't have our bonuses eliminated this year. So
it sucks, but it's actually normal. It had the same thing happen to my company. They eliminated bonuses and froze pay. No pay raises for like a year.
I don't like that at all. Inflation is crazy right now. You got to give your people pay raises. Anyway, delayed events, fair, and cut back on morale boosting activities. That sucks, but cutting back, you should still have them. So hopefully there's still some in place, because that stuff's really important, especially when you're going through something like this. You need morale boosting activities, absolutely. So
it's certainly important to some people. I fucking hate them. Whenever my company has one of those things, I'm like, I'm just, all I can think about is the waste of the day that I'm gonna have.
You're just a grumpy old man, dude. All right, performance bonuses. Only the minimum contractually obligated bonuses will be given this year. Sorry. In contrast to previous years, higher bonuses. Okay. Well, nobody hit their goals, so what kind of bonuses are you gonna be getting anyway?
Well, all, you know, executive pay is primarily bonus driven, and there's different levels of bonuses based off performance. So you miss a target, there's still a bonus.
Yeah, but 40%. You miss your target by 40%, you shouldn't get a bonus. Just saying.
Well, you but would think, but
like, I don't hit my bonus unless I'm 80% efficient based on my the numbers I'm supposed to pull in. So they will obviously, they want us at 100, but they'll still give us a bonus up to 80. But you imagine I only made it to 60? Nah, fuck. No fucking way would I get a bonus.
A lot of times executive level compensation is weighted on the bonus side. They don't have a lot of like base salary compared to what their quote bonus is. But it, you know, people throw that word around bonus, like it's extra, but that's not what it is. It's here's your base pay, which is relatively small comparison to their overall compensation, and a matrix that says, you know, hit targets,
and here's, you know, what you could
through these tiers, this is the additional money you make, period, right? It's not really bonuses, even though people who aren't in that world tend to think of it that way. But you know.
Bro, no wonder executives fucking suck. What a shitty system.
They're
encouraging executives to make choices based on money rather than intelligence.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's terrible.
Of course.
Terrible. Terrible. You remember that guy that opened up that company and said he's going to pay the minimum wage at his company is going to be $70,000? And then everybody said he was going to go out of business. I forget what it's called. But anyway, it's some company. Minimum wage there, 70 grand a year. Everyone said it was unsustainable. I think he's been in business now for 10 years. He's got some of the highest metric scores of employee happiness across the board. So people are being paid what they're worth. Nothing is failing whatsoever. It's just, people just have to look at that. Productivity is through the roof in that company. Through the fucking roof. I wish I could think of the name of it right now so people could look it up, but yeah. You gotta treat your people right. And your productivity will increase. You don't force them to perform. You reward them for performing. And they will always perform. You fucking idiots don't know what you... You base all your opinions on money and nothing else. Anyway, whatever. We're going to keep going.
Okay.
Okay, what else are here? Morale impact. Yes, atmosphere. The mood within Bungie has been described as soul-crushing. Good start. With management showing indifference or hostility to current employee concerns. That's not good. Layoff impact. The layoffs reportedly affected key community leaders and advocates for inclusion within the company. RIP. Website changes. Articles about women at Bungie and accessibility at Bungie have become inaccessible on Bungie's website, raising concerns about the future of those initiatives. I didn't know about that. Crazy. That's a big one.
ERGs are one of the first things to go when you have to cut costs, man.
Still. All right, outsourcing trend. Increasing outsourcing. This is pretty standard, but because you can get a lot more you can get more done for less money. I know it sounds terrible, but just the way it is. There's a growing trend towards outsourcing within Bungie, particularly noted in quality assurance department. QA department changes. The QA team, previously prided on being largely in-house, has seen significant layoffs and a shift towards a mix of in-house and outsourced staff. Yeah. Cultural shift. The once people-oriented culture at Bungie is perceived to be eroding under current leadership, and the trust issues are growing. A divide between leadership and employees is super evident, with eroded trust and feeling of us versus them. And the last thing I wrote down here was the leadership and future. Management's role concerns revolve around how Bungie's current management will lead amidst these challenges and the potential for further integration into Sony. So basically, yeah. If they don't pull their head out of their ass and get their game profitable, then Sony's going to take over and make some changes, basically. But the changes that they've made to try to combat this from happening have killed the morale within the studio. And nobody is pretty happy and everyone's scared. Nobody trusts management. So what you've done to save the money that will keep you independent, is going to demotivate your employees and lose you even more money in the long run. You wait and see. Watch. Because unmotivated people do not perform. That is common knowledge. It is a fact. People will perform for a short amount of time under stress and fear, and then they will not do so. Somebody that is happy and content will go above and beyond on a far more regular basis. Dong dongs. All right, we're done with the thing. Unless there's anything else you want to talk about in there.
No, I think we covered it all.
All right, perfect. Let's continue on then. Let us continue on to start. We'll head on over to update 7.3.0.1. We'll start off with activities in Crucible. Sound effect resolved an issue. Cause delay sound effects when depositing crests at a high value beacon. I don't think we have to worry about that anymore.
Nope.
Score calculation. Fix an incorrect score to win value. And a revive mechanism addressed a bug preventing player self-revives in modes where reviving is enabled. Cool. This is in the tower. Spawn issue. Fixed a bug causing players to spawn outside the playable area in the tower hangar, restricting access to other tower areas. Ooh, Eververse store issue. Oh, no! Resolved a crash triggered by inspecting items in the Eververse store. Whew! That's not good, Bungie. What are you doing? Man, you can't sell shit if nobody can look at it.
That's right.
Ugh. Brutal. Brutal. All right, so we got some Crota end thing, fixes here. There's a challenge completion that fixed a bug where players were unable to complete the all-for-one challenge. I remember talking about that. So that seems... Did they actually fix it this time?
Well, they broke it when they were trying to fix... the bug on Crota's end that would allow you to boop Crota off the edge of the map. So
yeah, I knew they broke it.
But so, I mean, I already had the all for one challenge, so it was fine for me. But for you. You know, right. Now it's apparently available for everybody again.
Okay, all right. These two are for Riven's Lair. Loot distribution address an issue where only the first player to interact with the end rewards chest was receiving loot. Oh my god, that suck. Encounter progression resolved a bug where the encounter would not properly progress after defeating the Ward Weavers. That's good. It's important because that's the boss in there. If you can't progress, you lose. All right, general updates. Area transition issue. A fixed rare problem where transitioning between areas could cause the game to crash. Oh, no. UI stuff. New light introduction resolved an issue where the player help messages were not displaying properly during the new light introduction. Okay. Cool. Fireteam Finder. Player details displayed. Fix an issue where player details were not showing in the waiting room. Addressed a bug affecting emoji use on console. Resolved a problem where leader details and leader info. Resolved a problem where these details did not appear in a search. And PlayStation Plus issue. Corrected an issue where the Fireteam Finder appeared active for players without PlayStation Plus. Oh my goodness. You got to play for PlayStation Plus so you can play with people. So Fireteam Finder doesn't make much sense. Okay, next is gameplay and investment. What? All right, whatever. Gameplay. Armor fix. Fix an issue with Arcane Kinetic or Strand weapon surge armor mods caused errors occasionally. Sorry. Weapons. Oh, okay, I see. Gameplay investment. Okay, it makes more sense the further down we get. Okay. Weapons next. Monte Carlo weapon resolved an issue where the Monte Carlo was not granting a full melee charge upon activating its Monte Carlo method with certain melee abilities equipped. Deconstruct descriptions. Fix a discrepancy in the descriptions between deconstruct and enhanced deconstruct. Oh my god. The ability Nova Warp address an issue where fully charged Nova Warp attacks could disrupt the functioning of some moving objects. I don't even know what that means.
It means like the pendulums in the Abyss encounter of Crota, you could freeze them in place.
Cool. That sounds awesome. I should do that more often. That'd be fun.
But you can't now, it's fixed. Ha ha. Yeah.
But they should break it again.
Mm. Okay.
All right. It'd be fun to fuck with that. All right. Guardian ranks, points award inconsistency. Fix an issue causing a mismatch between the points awarded for non-seasonal objectives and those displayed in the progress bar for Guardian rank 8. And here's the last details from 7301. Strand tangle issue. It fixed a problem where throwing a strand tangle at a specific oracles could cause the game to crash. That's cool. Specific oracles. I wonder which ones. Is it three or seven? Yeah. Anyway. Next, the other one here. Player details views. Resolved to crash around when viewing player details containing invalid characters. Oh, okay. So, like, fucked up letters and shit. The game would crash. That's hilarious. All right, next. This update was a little smaller, so easier to go through. But this is update 7302. All right, Crucible. Change here was Dragon's Bite artifact. Fixed an issue where it was unintentionally working in PvP. What does Dragon's Bite do?
You get a number of kills with a strand weapon. You inflict unraveling on your... you suspend your target. You get a number of kills. The next one you shoot, you can suspend them. With stasis, you get a number of kills. The next one you shoot, you will freeze them in place. They were being able to be triggered in PvP, sort of. So what would happen is when you had this procced, if it was with Strand, the Guardian would get like they would get all of the green stuff around them that make them look like they were suspended, but they wouldn't actually be suspended. They could still run around and do whatever. Likewise, if somebody was frozen by this ability, they weren't actually frozen in place. They could run around. On their screen, like their gun in their hands and stuff would appear to have been covered in stasis shards, but they could still run around and fight like normal.
That sounds like something they should have left too. That sounds fun. No, I get it. It's interesting stuff. That's cool. I'm glad they fixed it. All right, seasonal activities, another Riven's Lair loot drop issue. Bam. Two in a row. Resolved a problem where loot was not dropping for all players at the end of Riven's Lair playlist activities. Players are reminded to interact with the chest at the end to earn their rewards. I wonder what the difference is between they fixed it because only the person was opening it first was getting it, but then they mentioned it again here. I wonder what the issue was.
If you weren't interacting with the chest, you weren't getting the drops. The drops were not appearing like they would. You know, normally, like, at the end of a strike, you don't have to actually interact with the chest. The loot just flies out of it, right?
But it said it resolved the issue, but still they're reminding players to interact with the chest. So that's not... Yeah. That must not have been the issue they fixed. Maybe they thought they fixed it in 7302.
Or maybe one. The issue are that players are dumb and after the first time they don't get loot, they don't then try to interact with the chest. Maybe that's the issue.
Or maybe they just want to remind you because you use the key if you interact with the chest, right? Maybe you get extra loot.
Yeah, that could be it.
All right. Warlord's Ruin Orbit Return Crash. Fix an issue causing Destiny 2 to crash when returning to orbit from the dungeon. Rip. Blind Well and Dreaming City update. What? Reward update. Improve the chances of Dreaming City weapons dropping from Blind Well rewards.
Who cares? If you're running Coil, the Blind Well rewards don't matter because you're literally going to get 10 Dreaming City weapons doing one full Coil anyway.
All right, there you go. Next is the gameplay investment again. Weapons Undercurrent, Legendary Grenade Launcher, corrected an error where it showed an incorrect perk in collections. Abilities, this is Devour. Fix an issue where Devour was not restoring health during an active super. Okay. Ghost Mod, addressed a bug where some ghost mods were missing their icons.
Yeah, this one was pretty obvious. So if you had the ghost mods on in the last column of your ghost prior to this week, they had like a bright pink icon that was obviously a placeholder because every single one had the same icon. Now they have their actual icons in there.
Oh, okay. I definitely did see that, but I just never thought anything of it. I just hovered over it until I found the one I wanted. But that makes sense.
Me too. It wasn't, you know, it was the fact that they were all the exact same icon that clued me into, oh, this is probably a placeholder. Because when you see, like, if you're playing, like, multiplayer games that have, like, downloadable content, it's pretty common that if somebody, like, doesn't have a texture or something downloaded for a particular thing, they just see some, like, super brightly colored placeholder texture there, right? Normally, like, a bright pink thing or a bright green thing just sitting there. So as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, Shades of Gary's mod days. Okay.
There you go. That's funny. So those are both patch notes. The last thing we have left is the TWID. The TWID, baby. So we can get right into it. Get rocking and rolling. Okay, so number one on the list is the Dawning preview, the event overview. The Dawning is a festival where players bake cookies. Did you read this? I'm gonna get to this in a minute. But the Great Dawning Bake Off. It's like, did they steal that from us? Sorry.
I mean, listen, the key difference is that
ours is better.
Unlike our Bake Off. I mean, in our bake-off, you don't have to go around murdering every sentient creature you can find, so you can gather ingredients for your cookies from their dead smoking husk, and then cook them into something that you're going to feed to a bunch of different people all over the system.
Okay, hold on. No. The Great Dawning Bake... They have a bake-your-own cookie challenge. Oh,
did they? Did they have something for...
Oh, we're going to talk about it in a minute, then. I thought maybe you had already read it. Yeah.
No.
All right, we'll get to it in a minute after we do the Dawning preview. Okay, so the Dawning of this festival where players bake cookies using ingredients collected from defeating enemies and completing activities. The Eva's Holiday Oven. You get a little tool in your inventory. This is a tool for baking, found in your quest... quest tabs? That's right. It's not in your inventory anymore, is it?
Right.
I'm thinking of the olden days. Anyway, it's given to you by Eva Levante for like every other event. The baking process, collect dawning essence and ingredients to create treats like the galler doodles and the classic butter cookies. Then you gift those treats. These baked goods can be gifted to various characters in exchange for rewards. That's how it works. Obtainable with Dawning Spirit. Oh, sorry. Event upgrades are obtainable with Dawning Spirit. Upgrades enhance event rewards, allowing for Dawning weapons with extra perks, enhanced stasis snowballs, and offer targeted weapon drops. Stasis snowballs. I wrote a new mechanic, but...
Or snowballs spawn. They're not new.
I know they're not new, but...
They've been around for
new mechanics for snowball spawnings are introduced, linked to eliminations with Dawning weapons or abilities. Okay, so they may be spawning differently than they have in the past. I don't really remember the line, but that's what I wrote. Maybe I'm drunk.
If they're making us jump through extra hoops to spawn snowballs, the number of kills you have to get with the snowballs better be reduced to.
It is written here. I got the tweet up over here, and it says, this year we updated the way snowballs are spawned. Eliminations using Dawning weapons or abilities will create a snowball spawn point where the enemy was defeated. They used to just have spawn points everywhere.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this actually makes more sense, because then you can add it to more... You can add it to more activities. Because I remember some of the earlier Dawning ones that didn't have snowball spawns everywhere. It was like just in certain activities, because they had the spawn points. Like, they would have had to physically place them, right? So if you do it this way with enemies, then... Ideally, it could be in every activity other than Crucible.
That's true. Not really looking forward to having to create my own snowball spawn points with Dawning weapons, but, you know, whatever.
I thought about that, too. But you can just use abilities as well, so.
Yeah.
Get the bomb camera.
I'm gonna grab my cold front and go kill things with its 4 native stability. Can't even use an SMG with 4 stability. Not even on mouse and keyboard anymore. You pull the trigger once and you're looking at the sky.
Yeah, that's true.
Terrible.
All right, so a Dawning memento. So, super excited.
Wait, stop. Oh. Don't go here yet. We just do this in order. Pull this thing up on your screen, please.
The Memento?
Pull the TWAB up. Well, no, not the Memento. I want you to pull up the Donning Armor. I got a bone to pick with the Donning Armor.
Okay, hold on a sec. Is it only that one shot of them running that has the armor?
That's the only one that's on Bungie's website.
Oh, there's one at the top here, though. Hold on. I can show that. I'm not sharing my screen, though. Share screen.
You can't see exactly what it is that I want to see. Hold on.
This is probably the biggest shot. You can get them really close on that one.
Let me see what...
Can we see what you're talking about?
No, but here, I'm going to send you a... I'm going to DM you something.
It's funny, because I closed Discord. Because everyone was... They heard me say, don't DM me.
You know what? I'm just going to... I'm just going to put it on my screen.
Okay. That works. Here, let's make you bigger.
I'm going to try, anyway.
I just opened Discord, though. If you want to send it to me, go ahead. And then I'll open it full screen.
Okay. I will just do that.
Okay.
Fucking ass. There you go. Let this, pull this up on your screen.
Yeah, a sec.
All right, this is the Donning Armor, which, you know, it's all kind of bird, it's all kind of snow owl themed, looks pretty cool. I want you to go, however, I want you to take a close look at the ankles on the hunter. What the fuck is stuck to the ankles of the hunter armor? What is this shit?
They're balls, man.
Yeah, but why? They don't exist anywhere on the other two characters. What the fuck is this? Now, I will tell you that I am highly interested in the cloak for the hunter this year because I like the snow owl theme that the cloak has. I think that's pretty sick.
Oh, that does look good.
I think that'll look good with a lot of other transmog. But I am not spending cash to have an armor set that comes with fucking... puffballs on the ankles. It's fucking weird. And they're not even symmetrical puffballs. They're not even symmetrical. What the fuck?
They wouldn't be in real life.
I mean, they wouldn't be on a hunter because, you know, hunters. Hunters also got them on their belt, which I can at least, you know, I can understand that they're going to be somewhere. But for the love of goodness gracious, why? Why just the one class? So dumb.
That's funny.
Anyway.
All right, so we're going to quickly show this tab here. Just since we're going to go to the Memento now that he's wrecked his head, his freak out session over the ankle balls. Are you good? You need to get more out?
Yeah, I'm good. All right. I'm good. No. All right.
Okay, so the Donning Memento. So I was excited when I read this and they announced it. So it's pretty much basically, this basically confirms that we're going to be getting a new memento for every event. So that's really neat. I think the memento was a nice little addition to Festival of the Lost. The only change I'd like to see, like, maybe a stack of these mementos be able to be held. Like, three. Like, you don't have to go crazy. But, that way you can kind of save them if you really like it, but you don't have any weapons at the time that you'd really want to put it on. But other than that, I think it's a perfect concept. You know, it's probably going to be the same. Do some weird triumph, and then you get to farm them in some sort of activity during the dawning.
They're gonna come out of the gift in return.
It does say that right there. You're right.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down.
Which,
all right, let me.
Which, and unless they've patched it, it just means, you know, spend some time in the science lab, gathering materials.
Yeah. So a new collectible, the Donning Memento, is available with the Winter Night quest, which with additional mementos from a gift in return.
Yep.
Okay, so you do the quest first, then you get additional mementos from a gift in the return. Gift in return, once a memento is acquired, right? Okay. So what's a gift in return again?
So when you give cookies, when you give the holiday treats to any of the people that you can give them to,
you get a gift back.
They can they can potentially give you a gift in return back.
Okay, so I wonder what the drop rate in the gift in return is going to be. That'd be probably the question. The
same as every other year.
No. It'll be the drop rate of the memento.
Oh, the drop rate is probably going to be small.
Yeah, I figure it'd be small because I only end up getting like 4 or 5 Festival of the Lost ones in total. And I did enough to gild the trophy, so I mean, I guess that's not that many. That's like,
I mean, the difference here is that if people really like the memento, there's going to be a metric ton of AFK farming going on, farming the ingredients for Gallardoodles. Zavala is going to go into a diabetic coma and gain 300 pounds this season.
Okay, that's hilarious. All right, we're gonna
Pro tip: when you're making your cookies, do not make the ones you give to Tess Everest. Because when you try to give her cookies, it forces you into the Eververse store UI every single time you try to give her one. So it's the slowest process. You wanna make Gallardoodles and just give them to Zavala. That's the most efficient cookie to offload.
Okay. There you go, everybody. You heard it here first.
And if you're feeling sad that Amanda's no longer around, just make a couple burnt cookies in her honor.
That's fucked up.
And then you can go dismantle them from your inventory by the new kiosk where you pick up all your like prime drops and shit.
Dark, man. Fucking dark. Alright. So, and the last part of this was the Albedo Wing, a new glaive weapon obtainable through event challenges, weapon focusing, or festive engrams, featuring a unique beacon rounds perk. And I didn't write down what it was. What the fuck is beacon rounds?
It makes the shots tracking. It gives tracking to the shots. Same okay. Perk that the new sidearm has.
Okay, cool. Very good. Okay, so we're going to get into the great Dawning Bake Off. All right, hold on a sec. Before we get into it. Okay. So, the Great Dawning Bake Off. Basically ripped straight from the SGC and into Bungie. Okay? So, the event concept is a creative culinary challenge outside of the game, encouraging players to bake desserts inspired by Destiny 2. Players are invited to make their versions of Dawning cookies or other desserts inspired by the game, its characters, or their local region. Participants should share their desserts through pictures and videos using the hashtag Dawning Bake Off. Hashtag Dawning Bake Off. Hashtag. Prizes. Selected winners will be featured in This Week in Destiny update and receive special emblems, including the Art of the Week, Movie of the Week, and Draconis Trachoma emblems. So, a bunch of emblems. Submission reminder. Include your Bungie ID with submissions for identification. So, this is really cool, and we can actually utilize this, I think, to motivate people to do the SGC one. Because you tell them about all this other stuff that they could earn if they just tweet it as well. Smart?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they should also tweet hashtag Are You Shrouded with hashtag Dawning Bake Off. Anyway, this is basically the same thing that we're doing.
Yep.
Except for Bungie has more power than us.
And more money. Well, wait a minute. Never mind.
Yeah, they don't have any money. Anyway, I think it's really cool that Bungie saw our event and decided to copy it. Super neat. So, thanks, Bungie. But everybody who takes place in the SGC one, you should definitely take place in this one as well. Basically, it's one additional step, and then you can win a bunch of emblems and shit. So, that seems pretty cool. And if you happen to win... you know, some stuff from us as well. Awesome. Two birds, one stone. Make sure if you send out some cookies or whatnot to the hashtag Dawning Bake Off, you throw in a hashtag Are You Shrouded in there too. Maybe even tag us at Shrouded Gaming, Shrouded _ Gaming on Twitter. Thanks.
I swear to the Lord on high, if I find out somebody's gone to an AI image generator and AIs themselves some cookies to fake their shit, I'm gonna click the ban and have the ban council ban me for doing it. That's what I'm gonna do.
Worth it. Hashtag worth it. Love it. Okay. I don't think AIs are good enough. I'd always know that it was fake. I've used AI image creation recently to come up with some ideas for things. There's two designs I'm working on right now that the AI... I had AI do up a mock-up, like in my brain.
Yeah.
And then now, now it's being recreated by actual art. By actual real art from human beings. They're not out yet, obviously, but they're coming. One is the 6-year anniversary logo, which you're gonna love, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you've been included.
Oh great.
Yeah, you and Gatto, his avatar. And I'm all right. I put me in it too, but I'm just a normal human. Suckers.
You're not in your onesie?
No. No, I'm in a shrouded hoodie.
Okay. Fair.
Anyway, we'll see. If it comes out how I want it to come out, then it'll look great. If it doesn't come out how I want it to look, it was great. And it was all credit to AI. Not really. Not all credit to AI. But I gave it the idea, and I made it spit out like 50 before I got one that I was like, okay, that's the one. Let's have that recreated. And then I got it out and I started doing sketches. Anyway, that'd be fun. Hopefully. And then I have another one for the metal poster we're giving away for Patreon. I had to come up with a general concept before it was being made into. I don't know why I keep saying now it's being made. Now I'm making it into a actual artwork.
Yeah, I got you.
Cool. Even if you could pass it off as artwork, there's always little indications. Like, they're never perfect. There's always something wrong with them. Like, there's this thing that doesn't make sense. Or there's this thing over here that doesn't make sense. So there's something off in the distance. And I've done so many recently that it's like, yeah, give me this, this is it. And then I'll put a random bird in there or some shit for no reason. And then you'll ask it to do the same thing without the bird. And then it's a completely different photo. So it's like...
Well, while we were doing this, I just ran over to being image creator and put in like a prompt. And it made me a Destiny cookie, but the Destiny cookie is holding a fucking Destiny gun. Like, I don't know why. I didn't ask for a cookie to be holding the gun, but it is.
Hey, you want me to show you the AI concept? Give me a second.
I don't know. Do I want to see this?
You probably like it. You might hate it.
Probably better than the tattoo art I got commissioned.
You might hate it. But just give me a minute to find it.
Oh, the anticipation.
I should just make you wait.
I mean, you could.
Nah. Since I brought it up. Give me a sec. Where did I fucking put this shit? This would have been easier to open. Okay, so here's the AI concept. Oh man, why won't it show this? Okay, let's just bring up the window. Yeah, that'll be fine. So here's the AI concept. So this guy shouldn't be here at all. I don't know who the fuck he is. This is Gatto with his little monocle. This is you.
Yeah.
And this is me. So, and then
how
obviously
did it take you to get the spot to give you one eye that was X'd out? Whenever I make images of like, feed the bots a description of my avatar, that is always the hardest aspect to get it to start producing.
The bot I was using took reference photos, so I just I sent the reference photo, and that's what it spit out. After a few, it took a few tries to get this, and I loved this. I was like, oh, this is perfect. I think this is perfect. We can take this. We can remove some of the stuff, redo it, and actual art. Get rid of this fucking idiot. And I was like, do I want to keep the bottle of milk? Because we do bags of milk. I was like, it didn't really make much sense. But I was like, yeah. Anyway, it's written into the sketch right now, the bottle of milk. I'm going to change my hair color, obviously. We're going to fix this. This chain isn't going to be hooked into the fucking cat's head. Your headset is all fucked up, so we're going to fix that up. Yeah. A bunch of stuff.
You have two thumbs.
Oh, shit. Yeah, look at that.
You're making a fist and giving a thumbs up. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not going to both be giving thumbs up, so... I think the sketch, I just have you put your hand in the other side of the pocket here.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the general concept of it. That was the AI. That's what cool. The AI spit out. And I was like, oh, this looks great, actually. But this guy pissed me off so much. I was like, who the fuck is this? And why is he there? Like, he was completely added out of no prompts whatsoever.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hold on a second. Let's see if I can... finding AI prompt for oh shit, you probably shouldn't be looking at that. I thought I stopped sharing my screen.
It's like, here's my stream key, everyone, enjoy.
Nah, you don't see that yet. Not yet. I didn't really want to show people this one because this this one's going to be quite a bit different. This is just a basic concept of what we want to do. Why do I keep losing shit? Why don't I save shit in the same place? For fuck's sake.
I don't know, man.
Where is that file?
This dead air is great for the podcast.
All right, sorry. Yeah, you're good. All right, let's just keep going. The other one's not that important.
You can put it on the post show or the Patreon.
Maybe. You're right. Dead air is terrible. Oh yeah. Also the people like listening to all that nonsense. Oh, shit. Sorry. I muted my mic by accident.
You made the point about the dead air.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. Anyway, whatever. Let's continue on. All right.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I see chat again, so I gotta make it smaller.
All right. Season of the Witch.
Nice. Wait, how did you know that's exactly what I had written down? Is that what's written down?
I'm following along in the actual 12.
Oh, okay. All right. Season of the Witch launch updates. All right. Blind Well updates. Difficulty and loot. Emphasis on increased difficulty and new loot from the start. Engagement frequency, not a weekly activity. Necessary return in week 6. That's Blind Well. So it's the only time other than week 1 that we have to go back to the Blind Well is week 6. So that was... A few complaints online, and Bungie immediately just said, oh, sorry, don't worry, you don't have to go back until week 6. All good. You can go if you want to, but you don't have to. All right. That reminds me, you have to do way too many activities in the Dawning City to unlock the week 1 challenge from the Dawning City. I'm still at like 40%, and I've done like a fucking 100 blind wells. I swear to shit.
Yeah, you need to do Lost Sectors, and you need to take bounties with you. Just do a Pelion's Rest over and over and over again.
Oh, that sounds fun. Can't wait. All right. Seasonal challenges. One seasonal challenge and one heroic blind well completion are tied to activity. Okay, cool. Riven's Lair and the Coil. Loot focus, enhanced loot visibility, especially for our higher scores. Path variation. Rotating paths in the coil each week. Okay. Shard economy. Observations of the stringent shard economy with planned improvements. Ooh.
Yeah, so the basic... The issue here is that in order to get platinum score, you have to collect a sufficient number of the glass shards as you go through it. You're breaking pots and then killing enemies. But most specifically, killing like the... I forget exactly what it's called. Like the glass hoarder, glass weaver, whatever. Anyway, when you're going through one of the traversal sections between the encounters... At some point, there's going to be one of these yellow bar enemies that's going to see you and immediately run away from you. And if it gets far enough away, it's to the end of the level, it'll just despawn. Currently, if you don't kill that thing, you can't get platinum. It's impossible.
Okay.
Because it drops a significant amount of shards.
Lame. Got it, though. All right, perfect. I'm lost. All right.
PvP updates.
PvP updates. Yeah, here we go. got lost again. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Mode availability. Control mode accessible during checkmate control. Checkmate adjustments. Aim for balance ability and weapon cooldowns with no singular weapon dominance. Special ammo and time to kill. Ongoing tweaks of special ammo and checkmate and regular tuning of time to kill to align with Crucible Sandbox. Skill gap increase. Plans to reduce body shot damage. Rewarding precise headshots for faster TTK. Okay. Map issues. Temporary disabling the Citadel and the multiplex maps in competitive due to spawn issues. Do you know what the spawn issues were? Just shitty spawns? Getting murdered? Spawn killed? That type of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Lame. So next part here is a new rocket sidearm, a new archetype to counter barrier champions, complementing this season's artifact. That's its role and function. That's what it says here.
Let's pause here. The amounts of people bitching about barrier sidearm being the only barrier option.
Do they not know what the arbalist is?
Doesn't even matter with Narbalist. There are so many good sidearms in this game, and they take down champion shields so easily. If you have a buzzard with kinetic tremors, you don't even have to be close to him. You can be far away from him, trigger kinetic tremors, and that will pop his shield and keep him stunned for a good long while. You don't even have to get close to him. Most people that are complaining about it constantly say, well... that means I have to get close to them and I'm going to die. Well, fix your build or fix your skill issue. It's not that hard to get in close to a champion, especially now, especially with the amount of sustain guardians have available to them to heal themselves. There is a ridiculous amount of ways to heal yourself in this game. There is no reason that you can't dodge in quickly after clearing adds to go deal with the champions. None. If you're mad about it, it's because you're one of the people that sits at the very back of the map and plays every GM using your scout rifle at the farthest possible range so you can't ever get shot. And that shit is fucking boring. So, learn how to play a different game. Now's your opportunity. Or, you know, don't. Pull out your wish under your arbalist and sit at the back of the map. Be boring.
Nailed it.
If you don't like barrier sidearm with the other options we have for anti-barrier or the options you have to keep yourself alive, it is actually a skill issue. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude and I don't mean to be elitist, but it's actually a skill issue.
You're a skill issue. All right. Anyway, rocket sidearms, everyone. They're good. Stop complaining. Oh, just there's other sidearms. Got it. Okay, sidearms can be good, is what Rekt is saying. Stop whining about it. okay, all right. Next. And Fireteam Finder
updates.
Yeah. All right. Flowing a successful raid. Following a successful raid stress test with 42% raid completion. It's actually not bad. The Fireteam Finder beta has been open for all activities. Performance insights. So new fire teams took an average of only 7 minutes longer than a pre-made to clear a raid. That's actually, to me, that number is huge. 42% is, it's not bad, but the ones that actually completed it, you know, only seven minutes longer. Pretty good. Access methods. Fireteam Finder can be accessed either from the roster tab in the director or directly through the activities launch screen. Functionality. Players can search for, if you don't know what it is, players can search for and create a fireteam. Specifying group preferences through variation options. So they tweeted out earlier that technically the beta test or the alpha test or whatever they were doing this week was over, but they're going to leave it on. So, because it must not be like shitting the bed completely. So good job, I guess, Bungie.
Yeah, good job on implementing a feature that should have been in the game for 6 years.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. We can all look at it like that if we want to. But it's there now, and I've actually seen some people that I can't believe they don't know that Discord exists, but they're like, oh my god, I've never been able to play Bungie for real, and now I can play Destiny for real. That's like...
also a legitimate skill issue.
Be nice. Not everybody knows about Discord. God damn. Savage. Or apps. Bungie apps. That, I mean, it is a skill issue, but you can say it nicer.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait a minute. That's also a legitimate skill issue.
You fucking asshole. All right. Warlords, Ruin Vests, and Pin. So players who explore Warlord's Ruin and emerge victorious, especially after obtaining the new exotic sidearm and confronting the Amhakara, are recognized. So completion of the Warlord's Ruin by June 3rd, 2024. We get the whole fucking season to do it. That's crazy. All right. Entitles players to purchase a reversible Warlord's Ruin vest and pin. I didn't look at the vest. Hold on. I'm not going to bring it up on screen, but I'm going to look at it. Okay, it's a puffy vest. There's a gray one and a black one. Looks cool.
It's the same vest. It's reversible.
Oh, damn. I did just read it was reversible. Yeah. Fuck me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Smart ass. Reversible.
Also a skill issue.
All right. Additional reward. Players who earn the Wrathbearer title by the same date can also purchase the Wrathbearer title pin. So by June 3rd, you can buy a pin. I never buy the pins, but whatever. If you want to, you can. These items are available in the Bungie store as part of the Bungie Rewards program. If you don't know what the Bungie Rewards program is, there are certain triumphs you can do in-game. Those triumphs unlock the ability to purchase things on the Bungie store. So, yeah. All right. That's all the like news, specific news we had to talk about today. That's the patch notes. We talked about the Bungie article that's doom and gloom and fucking disaster. And then we went over the twid. That is the Bungie news for...
There's an animal. There's actually an animal.
Oh, they do another one? Nice. All right, hold on. Chat. There's an animal. I never clicked the O. Must be Cosmo. Nice. All right, hold on. You gotta see the animal, chat. You gotta see the animal. It is mandatory. 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 Alright, let's make sure there's this imager. I don't really trust imager that much. So we're good.
Hooray. Animal.
Yeah, I had to find out the right button. Alright, there it is, everybody. It's a cute little kitty cat! Woo! Awesome stuff. I'm excited. I love... I used to love all that stuff they put on there. It's fun. It's funsies. It's good to see it. Good to see it come back once in a while. Morale.
Yep, agreed.
Morale.
No more cat pictures in the Twid. It's too expensive to take them.
Yeah, too expensive. You're right. You're right. Too expensive to link them.
Yep.
Okay, so that is the stream. So let's finish off by, I don't know, plugging the Donning event or some shit.
Donning Bingo is currently underway. Some people have every square already done except for the two that are associated with the actual in-game Donning event. So, you know, get out there and give it a go. There's been numerous questions asked and answered about it if there's anything unclear. But basically, you just complete the challenges on the card, get your clan staff to sign off of them, and then submit your card when you're ready. And we will count the number of bingos you made, and that will get you tickets into a prize drawing that will include such things as loyalty point drops, silver, SGC merch, Steam games, a copy of The Final Shape, and tickets to the Steam Deck giveaway that we're doing, that the community is doing. So you got an opportunity for all of that. We are also, oh, and let me also throw out there, there are a number of clans who don't appear to be participating, did not ever set up channels for their folks to participate. A bah humbug, I say to you, and I hope you get nothing but coal for the holidays, you losers. That's right. You're one of those admins. I just called you a loser. Deal with it. And then set up the channels and participate, bitch. Anyway. Also, we have the Cookie Vanguard baking contest, where you will create your own Donning cookie themed after one of the actual Donning cookies in the game. What you're going to do is come up with a recipe, make your cookies, take a picture of it, and then in the Donning Cookie channel, you will post that picture, you will post your recipe, and you will tell us what in your recipe you took as inspiration from the actual recipe for the cookie you're mocking in-game. So we'll have two winners for that particular contest, and they will get each get a copy of The Final Shape, some loyalty points, and tickets into the Steam Deck drawing. So there you go. That's what's going on. We are already hard at work on the next event, which I think is going to be it's going to be a Zero to Hero raiding. So start a raid with all white and green and blue gear or whatever. And then the only gear you get to keep as you go through all the raids, as you crawl through all the raids, is whatever drops. So
that's going to be fun. That's be a good one.
It's going to be what's coming up next. So, there you go.
I need to plan that blind PvP match at some point, too. I've wanted to do it for years. I've just never had the time. I think it'd be hilarious. You imagine doing 1v1 PvP? Without being able to see, and then having somebody direct you.
That might be a little rough, yeah.
It'd be hard, but I think it'd be fun. And then once you got close, you'd be like, oh my god, a little bit to the left. Oh, to the right, too far, up, down, jump, run, grenade! Yeah, that type of shit. I think it'd be hilarious. Or it might be real boring and sucky. I'm eventually going to do it. It'll just be like a separate thing. It has nothing to do with any events or whatever. It's just going to be for fun.
All right.
Yeah. I missed the what? I missed the what? Oh. That event. We're doing it tomorrow. I'm just kidding. not much to plug. You heard a lot about the Steam Deck giveaway from Mr. Rec. There's a lot of different ways you get into the draw. Initially, we launched it as a Patreon only thing, but I felt kind of bad, so we opened up some free possibilities of entering. Which may have been a mistake because we haven't made any money on it, and I think we're going to go broke. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad. So as of right now, there's three different ways to enter. The first one being patreon.com/routedgaming. No matter what tier you sign up for, basically you get entries into the tickets. The higher you go up, the few more entries you get. You can get maximum of 3 ticket entries from Patreon, though. So don't think you can be a Shrouded Unicorn and then just like automatically win. Besides, Shrouded Unicorn would cost the same amount as a Steam Deck, so you might as well just go buy the Steam Deck. So, just an FYI. Don't be dumb. We wanted a whole bunch of little tier subs. Well, I did anyway, to kind of help make up for it. It hasn't been super successful in that aspect, but if you want to do it, you're more than welcome to. Patreon.com/ShroudedGaming. I'll put it in the description. There's a lot of other bonuses in the tiers too, so read it out. Find out what you get. Don't let any of it go to waste. I find a lot of people do. They sign up for one specific reward, and then they ignore the rest of the stuff. Don't ignore the rest of the stuff. Enjoy it. Use it. Next, after that, there's not much. There's no streams going on this weekend. Next stream is Player of the Week on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we have the EU Player of the Week, hosted by a rather fancy cat. Last Wednesday, so 2 days ago, was the first one that we did. And I think it went pretty well. It wasn't that bad. I watched Gatto fumble around how to stream for a little bit. He'll get better at it as he goes. But I think it was a pretty good attempt, except for the very first video he played was the wrong one. So that was kind of amusing. And it gave me PTSD flashbacks, but... It's all good. It was great. It was a lot of fun. So it was good to see somebody else do it. I haven't really ever got to watch Rec do it because every time Rec does it, I'm physically like out of town or something and busy. And that's why he's doing it. So it was interesting to see somebody for a long time to actually sit down and watch them do it. Because I was able to pop it open while I was at work and kind of have some fun and troll them, and it was good to hear somebody else scream from getting sound blasted in the ears. So that was good. Thanks for that, by the way, Dro. That was pretty funny. I enjoyed it a lot. I also had my headset on and my OBS open, and I got blasted by the sound at the same time. And Gatto got hit by the sound, but he didn't have the sound coming over the stream, so everybody was like, "What happened?" But God, I was like, oh my God. Anyway, it was good stuff. Anyway, so yeah, stream Tuesday. So officially now we've got a stream on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Friday, and then most Saturdays. So that's 4 streams a week on the Shrouded channel, which is pretty crazy. We're getting up there. So now we just need to come up with new things to do on all the other days. We'll have 7 days a week. No, I'm just kidding. I'm streaming. Anyway, check that out, though. Twitch.tv/ShroudedGaming. Please throw us a follow. Swing by us sometime. You can win lots of things. Like below in the chat, you'll notice that we're always giving away silver. In the description. We're always giving away silver. And you may wonder, how are people entering those giveaways? Well, that's through our Twitch channel and our loyalty point system and our Discord. So if you're not in our Discord, join up, shroudedgaming.com/Discord. If you are in our Discord and you still don't know what loyalty points are, your admins might know. Let them know. Or ask them. They might be able to answer that question for you. If not, you can ask a Shrouded admin. I think we all know what the loyalty points are, and we'll explain it to you. And we'll also call out your admin for sucking. That's about it right now, I think. Yeah, until next week, I guess. Here, I have an outro. That's a wrap! For today's episode of This Week of Shrouded. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. A big shout out to my co-host, Mr. Rekt, for joining the conversation. Remember, we're here every week to bring you the latest from the world of Destiny. We're always eager to hear your feedback. Please respond in the comments below. Nobody ever does it, but I figure it's because I never ask. And don't forget to like and subscribe. It feels so stupid to say that shit, but I was watching, I read an article the other day. It's like, you get 400% more engagement if you actually say it, and that's why people say it. So
you have become a real YouTuber today.
Yeah, comment below and like and subscribe, you bastards. No, there's no way anybody made it at the end of this video.
You know what you need? You need one of those little, you need a lower third that every once in a while just slides up from the bottom of the screen. With the little like and subscribe.
I probably should, actually, to be completely frank. Anyway, I'm your host, A. Greener, signing off. Until next time, stay safe out there, Guardians.
Bye.